All right, cool. I'm checked in. Let's go.
All right.
Well, let me start.
Hey. Oh, sorry.
All right, there we go. Take two.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 90 from Monday, January 14th, 2019 still.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're gonna have a great episode for you. Just we're gonna change it up and have a great episode this week.
Something different, something new.
Hashtag 2019. So anyway, we're gonna talk about beer because we drink beer on the episode, and we're gonna talk about some crazy stuff going on over at Costco, which I'm excited about and also terrified by.
And our crazy news this week will take us to Florida, where we're talking about, of course, Florida Man. Talk about cigarettes, a doorbell liquor, a pizza assault, a chicken tender problem, and an MMA badass.
This is funny, just putting doorbell liquor in the middle of all that.
Well, I didn't know another way to do it. The doorbell liquor.
Stay tuned. Yeah, I mean, just let them know what to expect. We're going to talk about a guy who licks doorbells. All coming up on TTB090 doorbell liquor.
Done.
Boom. Still 2019. I had somebody write 2017 yesterday.
What a jackass.
On a document. I'm like, wow, you're way off. You're not even close.
Yeah, they were so overthinking it that they went too far back.
They really did. I mean, so part of it, I think, was because, I don't know.
Now, did you have them scratch it out and initial it? Is that how they do it?
Yeah, well, you have to put a single line through it. Otherwise, regulators think that you're hiding something. So you have to strike a single line through it so they can see what was under it. And then
Okay. Yeah, well, that's good. That's good to know. I like to know weird things like that. That just,
the only thing worse than scribbling something out is whiting it out. And I think I've mentioned on this, on the podcast before, we have zero whiteout at our office.
Not like, even the little tape?
No, they came around 7 or 8 years ago, like compass, just one day they came around and was just like digging through desks, pulling white out. So I mean,
confiscated.
It's serious. It's like, it's contraband. It's considered contraband.
It's like drugs.
It might as well be illegal. I'm just saying.
Should
anyway.
What else is going on? Anything good since last week? We're fully New Year'd already, except for the person you were just talking about that's still got a lot of catching up to do.
Did you say that we're fully neutered?
New Year, I think I said.
Oh, New Year.
But I might be drunk already. This beer is good.
Mine's really good too. I don't know. Like, it's fucking mid January. I already blew my New Year's resolution. So January 1st.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, they're made to be made. They're not made to be kept or followed or whatever you want to call it. You make the resolution.
Well, in that case, I mean, 2019 is going successfully at this point.
Yeah, I got told by somebody at work, and I won't name names because it was my boss, but she basically told me that my resolution should be to not be so fat.
Wow.
She said it nicely.
You should sue her.
She's good. And I think because I've told her, I said, look, I gotta lose weight, and not every year, but it's just the company is very health conscious, which is nice, and nobody's crazy about it. Nobody's walking around pointing fingers at you. But yeah, it's one of those things we've talked about. I said, yeah, I really, you know, I'm getting older. I don't know how old I'll be this year. 46, I think. So I said, you know, as I get older and my son gets older and my wife gets old, well, she doesn't get older. But all those things that happen, I think, man, I really got to lose weight. So she's basically doing it as a way to stay on top of me to make sure that I'll actually do it.
So she's fat shaming you to try to help you.
Yes. No, okay. she knows it's on my mind. So she's there.
Counterproductive.
She's politely motivating me, but I'll take it to the extreme by saying she was fat shaming me and calling me fat and all those things, because that's what I do. I take the truth and I'll spin it the way I want to.
Well, you know, that's what the Two Bobs do.
Yes, we do. The other thing we do is, yeah, what were you going to say?
No, so I was just going to say that we had to fill out these bios for this trip I'm going on in a couple of weeks. This conference, if you will, and we had to fill out these little biographies, and one of the things was a fun fact about you, and I said that I co-host a the number one podcast in America.
A wildly successful humor beer multiple
hundreds
crazy news shows.
Hundreds.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, did anybody believe it? Did anybody ask? Or they haven't? You just had to turn it in. Just
well, I had a I mean, it was like a Google Doc that I had to submit, and
nobody looks at that shit. I don't, well, they do it.
I don't even know what they're doing with it.
It's in case you get arrested or if they have to locate you. They said, "All right,
Wednesday, Wednesday, next Wednesday, I have to go to an office, and in the morning, and there's going to be a camera crew there filming something. I don't even know what it is." I'll have to wear my two bob shirt.
Look into the camera life. They like that. Like Jim on The Office.
Woof.com.
All right. Well, I'm ready to drink this beer. I've already started it. And pretty soon.
I drank some of mine already,
too. Yeah. Well, no, we'll talk about that in a second.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Tell me what I'm going to talk about in a second.
Because you sent me a picture of this recently. You know my feeling about drinking pre-drink beers and having beers that you've had before.
Oh, come on. That doesn't count unless we had it on the show. We've discussed this before.
You can follow that rule, but I don't know that it's the official rule of the two bobs.
Okay, you know, let's go back in time. Let's go back in time to the first episode.
I know.
And we'll see who's broken the rule more than once. Not to mention had the same beer more than once on the podcast. I mean, I'm just saying, if you want to get into this debate, I think you're going to lose it.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no.
No, that's fine. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking I happened upon this while I was picking up Kelly some soft prey last weekend.
Oh, no.
And it is a Flying Buffalo Raspberry and Chocolate. Barrel aged Imperial Stout from Griffin Claw, and I've had things from Griffin Claw. They're a local brewery. They have really good beers, and this is no exception. It's 12% alcohol by volume. It's a limited release, and I think at 55 IBUs is I think what it said on Untappd. Their website doesn't say shit.
Yeah,
it actually when you click on it, it just takes you to Untappd. But luckily, the can has some words that I can say. It says Brewmasters Special Reserved. Brewmasters Special Reserve. This 9-month bourbon barrel aged Russian Imperial Stout is combined with raspberry and premium dark chocolate to create a harmonious spectrum of subtle sweet flavors balanced with vanilla, oak, roast, and bourbon. This brewery favorite is then packaged and released in limited supply. So this is a limited release, and this is the raspberry and chocolate variant, but there's a hazelnut variant. There's another one that has coffee in it. So they make a couple different variants of the Flying Buffalo, but this one I thought looked really good, which is the raspberry and chocolate.
Sounds good.
I had some over the weekend. I rated it a 5 on Untappd, and I'm going to stick to it because it's a really good beer. It has a pretty strong bourbon presence. I'd say I taste the bourbon more than I do in some of the other bourbon barrel beers that I've had on the show on or off the show. You get the notes of the raspberry and the chocolate, which is subtle but really kind of nice. You get that little bit of sweetness that you get from the raspberry and chocolate. Nice, solid brew. I drank a couple over the weekend. I'm drinking one right now. I already have about half a can in. And it's another really good one from Griffin Claw. We've had them on the show a couple of times. I don't think you can get them down by you, but I certainly can up here. And going back to episode 39, Cheetos are not chips, which is false. No, wait, it's Cheetos true. Are not chips. No, they're not chips.
They're not chips. That's stupid.
They're not. No. Yeah, that's right. Did we agree? I guess we agreed.
We did. Yeah, they're not.
Well, good. I'm glad we agreed. So at the Figure It Out from Griffin Claw, Figure It Out. it happens from time to time. Let's just say that. The Figure It Out was really good.
Yeah.
I've repurchased that one a few times. Is that the only thing I've had from Griffin Claw? I guess that's the only thing I've had on the show. I've been to the brewery and I've had some of the other brews, I guess just not on the show. So I had the Figure It Out episode 39, Cheetos Not Chips, And I'm having this one here in episode 90. Again, I rated a 5 on Untappd over the weekend when I checked in. And I'm going to keep that rating. Really, really nice, solid solid flavor here. And if I can find some of the other variants, I'll pick them up too.
Yeah, it sounds good. That's how Hardywood was for me last week, where I thought I had more on the episodes, but I hadn't because I've had them. And I actually have a nice big bottle of an Imperial Stout in the refrigerator that I... It's a big bottle. I don't know if I'd use it for a show, but I might save it for one coming up. But
well, I feel like you have no idea what you've had on the show, clearly.
Well, I've had a lot of beer, so I don't remember exactly what I've had.
That's true. I've seen you're Untappd.
Yeah, well, that's why I keep it in there. It's just so I can find it. And sometimes I'll surprise myself, but I'll look at a list and I'll think, well, I have that because it doesn't sound familiar. And then I'll look it up. Oh, I had that 5 years ago. So a lot of times... Or something like that, I'll go ahead and have it again just to reacquaint myself with it. But this one here, for sure, I know I have not had, and I have not had anything from this brewery. But like I mentioned last week, for Christmas, I got some Build Your Owns from some family, and this one was one of those that was in there. It's from
the name.
Yeah, Maine Beer Company. So it's all the way up in Maine, in Freeport, and it's just called Lunch. And it's a very simple bottle. It looks a lot like a wine bottle. If you look at the website, it's kind of just a plain white label. It's got the main beer company and it says Lunch on it and has a little bit about it. Again, it's an IPA. Alcohol by volume is 7%. It's available year round. And the website says Lunch is a special whale that's been spotted off the Maine coast since 1982. She has what looks like a bite taken out of her fin, which adds to her unique character. We dedicate this beer to her determination and persistence. Keep on swimming.
Also, it's named after a whale.
It's named after a whale, and not me. It's a tropical fruit, citrus fruit, pine, subtle malt sweetness. And I'm going to give it another taste and let you know if I can pick out anything special in there. It's got an APA smell to it. It's good.
Very fruity, citrusy. Yours has pine. Mine has oak, and yours has pine. What's important to note is that both of our beers have tree in it.
That's right. That's right. I taste the citrus in there. It's got kind of that stronger pineapple-ish kind of, not pineapple, but grapefruit-ish kind of bite to it, which is good. It's been a while since I've had a really good IPA, and this one I rated at 4. I do taste a little bit of the fruit in there, like I said, the citrus, and I do taste the pine. There's a little bit of that subtle, like earthy flavor to it, but it just kind of takes a little bit of the overly overbite, I guess, of the fruit in there and tones it down a bit. I like it. Like I said, I rated it a 4, and I don't know that I'll ever get this again, but I'm going to enjoy what I've got, and it's a fairly large bottle as well, so that's good. It'll last me a bit.
Was that a 22-ounce or?
Not like I can read the bottle.
And if you already said that, apparently you didn't ever say it. So, which is, no, because I wasn't paying attention some of the time. I was
doesn't say.
Nice.
I like it. Now, I don't know if I can get it at Costco. That's the only thing.
Because that's where you get all your beer.
Well, I do sometimes get beer. The first time, I'll have you know, the first time that
that was the least natural segue we've ever had.
I know. I just jumped into it. But then I got excited because what we were going to talk about. But I've bought beer there, and they are the really big bottles. The first time I had the Dragon's Milk was after you had it on the episode, and we were in Costco, and I saw a big old bottle of it.
Nice.
Yeah. So they carry weird stuff.
Well, and what's funny is, so my neighbor across the street,
yeah,
he works at Costco or Sam's Club.
Yeah, same thing.
Costco? I don't know. He works at one of those places. Maybe
Sam's Club. Walmart.
But they'll get some really good beers. Like, he's gotten big bottles of KBS and stuff. When
yeah, just that Costco to get has some. That. That's where I got the KBS from.
See? So, I mean, you know, you can't really underestimate what they have at
I don't know how old it is. I don't know if it's, beer, a lot of people don't realize it. It's not quite like produce where it has to be consumed within a certain amount of time, but it generally has a lifespan to it. So I don't know how fresh Costco beer is.
But the KBS, the bourbon barrel aged beers, I think they tend to age more like wine where if it's a year or two, a couple of years old, I think it's not a bad thing to drink it. It's not like Budweiser, 180 days. You just Fucking you, throw that shit away. I throw that shit away the day I get it. But
that's right. It's the born-on date goes right into the sink.
But speaking of Costco,
yeah,
since you so naturally segued into a discussion about Costco.
Well, last week you had a good segue, and then we completely went off it. So I might as well, just completely change gears. You know, pull the parking brake up.
It's got to be like very just straightforward and blunt with our audience. Right. Now we're going to talk about Costco.
And sometimes.
Enough about beer. How about Costco? So what we're going to talk about, though, is how Costco, and I'm excited about this, too, how they're selling 7-pound buckets of Nutella. That's right, kids. You can pick up a 7-pound bucket of Nutella at your local Costco, and people are losing their shit over it.
Yeah.
So even though it's probably safe to say that, you know, like Nutella, the whole craze peaked a few years ago. You know, it's still delicious and it's still around. You know, this I think is going to reinvigorate the scene around Nutella, because for $22 you can get a 6.6-pound jar of your favorite hazelnut spread.
Yeah, and it's got a giant handle on it. So you think of, I mean, one of those 5-gallon buckets of paint is quite large. And that's essentially, I mean, I think it's probably smaller than that, because it's still, like you said, just under 7 pounds. But that's a big old bucket. And we go through probably one of the, you know, the regular size ones in about a week. So I guess this one you can just set on the floor of the pantry, and I wouldn't put it on the shelf, but it hopefully would last longer. But I don't know how easy it is to use it. Like, if you're going to put it on toast or you're going to sit there and have some pretzels with it, you got to get out this big old bucket and stick it there. But
honestly, though, I can fully see myself just sitting on the couch with this bucket of Nutella sitting between my legs and just a big fucking tablespoon,
a ladle,
and just ladling it into my... I can see myself doing it. I can see myself buying several of these and filling the bathtub and just taking a Nutella bath.
You know what? I will be very disappointed if Kelly does not go after this episode comes out, unless you've already told her about it, if she does not go out and buy you this bucket of Nutella.
Well, this is the thing.
Oh, no.
And you're going to be shocked by this, Robert.
There's no Costco in Michigan.
Oh, no. There's plenty.
Okay. I thought so.
We don't have a membership, though.
What? We have a membership. We never go there. Well, Melissa goes there for content.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. There are literally, I mean, three that we could get to,
and within all the time.
10 or 15 minutes drive. Spread. I pass one on my way to work. There would be no problem at all as going to Costco, except for the fact that, like you said, I feel like we'd pay for the membership and then hardly ever go, because, you know, when she goes grocery shopping, she can go to Meijer, which is like less than a five minute drive from our house. It's not nearly as big. It's not nearly as busy. She knows where everything is.
Yeah.
So we've just never, I hate to say it, like, we've never found a reason to get a Costco membership. But every time I bring it up, I'm like, hey, we should get a Costco membership. She's like, yeah, but we would never go. And I'm like, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how it is. We still, whatever, it's like $40. We still pay it every year because we've used it for...
It's like a gym membership.
Yeah, pretty much. We used it for glasses. Okay, so the prices are good on glasses, and they have really nice brands. Melissa used to get her contacts there, so now sometimes she'll get them there. She gets the dailies, so they're crazy expensive. But we've bought, the food is very good there. The produce is very, very good there.
They have good cakes.
Amazing cakes, amazing cookies. You can buy a big ass box. And I love it, Subway. I love the white chip macadamia. You can get a giant pack of those. You can get a shit ton of batteries, K-cups out your ass. You can buy this big giant, you know, 500 thing of K-cups. So that you have to kind of plan it and know what you're going to get there. You can just kind of wander around. They've got good, you know, like coats and sweatshirts and stuff for the kids. They've got all that stuff there. So we go a couple of times a year. So do we really get $40 out of it? Maybe. But every now and then you'll come up with something that's, this is, you know, kind of an extravagant thing for the $22. But we'll go there every once in a while. The flowers are really nice too. So you just kind of got to get around the line. Of course, the pizza and the hot dogs are really good. That's always nice to get as a treat when you're leaving out of there.
How much are they paying you for this advertisement for Costco?
Nothing. And I think we've probably been twice in the last 6 months. But when we go, we pretty much always come out of there. I bought those Netgear Arlo cameras at Best Buy. They had like $100 off, and it still was cheaper at Costco. It had one less camera in it, but I still have the fourth camera. I still have it sitting around somewhere, so I didn't really need four. But they had good deals on that stuff. They got TVs, electronics, a lot of stuff. AirPods, you know, when you lost yours, they're like $20 less there. So, I mean, a couple things. It'll add up.
Well, so, I mean, and those are normal things that you can buy at Costco.
Yeah.
But it's a big place, so you're always going to find some really kind of crazy things that you can buy at Costco.
They sell mattresses and cucumbers. Some
what the fuck type of things. And by the way, that's how you do a segue. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to talk about here is some of the 15 strangest things you can buy at Costco. See, you didn't even know. It was so natural. It just
happened.
Boom. It was like butter. It was
like, just, where are we going? I don't even recognize this road you were taking me down. Tell me more.
So according to Family Handyman, so they did their homework. They're the foremost handyman website in whatever county that this website is based out of.
I used to take the printed magazine when I first got a house. I got this because my dad got it. Teach you how to do shit around the house. Actually a decent website once you get past the Costco article. You should bookmark it.
We'll see. So they scoured Costco. And they found the 15 strangest things you can buy there. And so I think in typical Two Bob's fashion, we should review them. I've seen just a couple of them. You know, I like to be surprised.
Yeah.
So I only saw the first couple. Okay. And the first couple were kind of funny. So why don't you go first? Because you are odd.
Okay. The first one I'll take is chicken coops. If you're looking to raise backyard chickens, check Costco for chicken coops and runs. There are a few models on the store's website, all available for delivery.
Wow. So you can actually buy chicken coops.
Yeah, you got to assemble it, put it together, I'm sure. But
yeah. I mean, but you know what? It's going to be a while, I think, till my chicken coop needs to be replaced.
I hope so. Yours is still healing.
I just keep them in the garage. It's fine. Number two is you can get a casket or caskets. While the store may not have them in stock, Costco's website shows you can purchase a casket as easy as you can a big screen TV. You need to confirm availability and that somebody died and delivery time. I didn't say that part.
I don't think they'll sell you whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they don't need to verify anything. But sure enough, the Costco website has 6 models to choose from.
Oh.
This one seems very nice, too. And it's well-appointed upholstery, you know, so your dead friend or relative can be nice and comfortable. There's a nice pillow in there.
I want mine made out of marble.
The inside? They'd be very be very uncomfortable.
That's right. When I'm dead and buried, I want to be comfortable. The third one, I'd be very comfortable if I ate this. So I'll stick this between my legs and eat it while you're eating your Nutella. It says it's a bucket of mac and cheese. If you love macaroni and cheese, how about a bucket of it from Costco? It weighs more than 23 pounds and has a 1-year shelf life. It would certainly come in handy the next time you have to feed a hungry crowd. How do you heat that?
And how does it last a whole year?
Well, sealed or not? Yeah. Would you crack it open?
Well, yeah. I mean, the clocks are sticky at that point. But, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, you just scoop it out. You know, if you're going to have enough, it's like one of those little quick ones. You're scooping out a cup or two of it. You heat it and just do that. It'll last your whole year.
I think that will last me like a week.
Yeah, probably. If it's good.
I mean, if I break it down, that's only like a little over 3 pounds a day of mac and cheese that I have to eat.
That can't hurt you.
In a week. No.
That's moderation. This one I knew.
I'm really rationing my mac and cheese at that point. Next one is life insurance.
Yeah.
You may know Costco offers vacations, but the store also offers life insurance through the company Protective. The store. Damn it. I hate when I do that. You may know Costco offers vacations.
Aren't written well.
But the store also offers life insurance through the company Protective. To date, Protective has provided more than $7 billion in covers of Costco customers.
Yeah. And a lot of times when they have insurance. Stuff like this, it'll be like with all the bells and whistles. So it's got everything. The extra shit that they usually charge you, Costco makes them throw that stuff in so you don't pay extra for it.
Well, that's super nice of them.
Yeah. Well, that's how they separate it. You usually get separate plans. Number five is an inflatable island. Grab some friends and take this inflatable island out on the water. In addition to all those party snacks you can pick up at Costco, you can also get this inflatable island for less than $70. It has built-in cup holders and ice buckets, extra-wide pillow rests, and removable swim-up platform. So it's an island to be basically out in the lake or something. It's not really like an island you could go build a house and
beverage holders out
in the middle of somewhere and kind of avoid the world. It's enough to hold five or six people.
Well, thank God.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that's crazy though. I mean it's an inflatable island. Like there's a use for that. I mean I guess there's a use for a casket too. But number six is an engagement ring. Thinking of popping the question. Costco has a large selection of engagement rings to choose from. They start at around $1,000 and go all the way up to 2.33 carats diamond platinum ring with a list price of $22,499.99 fine jewelry from Costco.
Yeah, they have a lot of nice jewelry too. I've never bought anything there.
Would you buy a $23,000 ring from Costco though?
I wouldn't buy a $23,000
ring. Maybe it would cost $40,000 if you went to Jared, right. But I'm just saying like
over at the Walmart, this thing's Costco at least 30. Ring.
They have this like a bin of just $23,000 rings. You just got to grab one and put it in your cart.
Yeah, pricey steak. And that's the other thing, too. They've got very good meats there, Rob. Yeah, these aren't your everyday steaks. Costco sells Japanese Wagyu steaks, including this 8-count package of 6-ounce filet mignons. The package is $629.99, which breaks down to just over $78 per steak.
Oh, that's a deal.
Quality shit there.
Can I just buy one?
Yeah, you should.
I just grab one and shove it in my pants.
Good.
Number eight.
Yeah.
And I think everybody needs one of these. It's a cowboy boot pitcher. If you've been looking for a cowboy boot pitcher, who hasn't? Costco has you covered. This boot pitcher is freezer safe, has a rust resistant finish, and maybe the one time you're okay with keeping a foot on the table.
Yeah. And they've got unique things like this, too. That's not something you'd find everywhere else.
No.
Kind of like a $900 wheel of cheese. Cheese lovers can walk out of Costco with an entire wheel of Parmigiano Reggiano, which I don't know what that is. I just want it in a little can. Aged 24 months and imported from Italy, the entire wheel weighs 72 pounds. And I don't think you're going to see this, you know, just like walking in there. They're not keeping a 900 piece of cheese in there.
By the way, how have you not heard of Parmigiano Reggiano?
I don't know. Is that the stuff in the green can you shake it on your spaghetti?
I mean, it's kind of.
Okay. I'll pay $900 for it.
Yeah, but maybe this is like aged. It's a very fine cheese.
Yeah. It's like bourbon barrel.
I mean, I wouldn't. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's you know, I don't know. Fuck it. Number 10. Custom logo gear. Should get some Two Bob's water bottles.
Yeah.
Costco offers custom logo products from the company Harlan Clark, perfect for business promotion. Yeah. Parties or other checks, events.
Don't they?
Have your logo put on a variety of products from bags and pens.
Not doing that.
We use Deluxe, I don't know. To drinkware, apparel, and even tech products.
I like this one. And if I had seen this, I might have bought it. But usually I drink it, but it's probably cold too. I don't really like cold wine. Calling all wine enthusiasts, how about your favorite wine tap? Costco sells some wine storage systems, including this wine station with dual zone temperature control. It keeps the wine preserved for 60 days, and they have very good wine there as well, including their brand is also very good.
Kirkland?
Yes.
Oh, Kirkland wine.
They do have Kirkland wine.
They make batteries. They make chicken.
Yeah.
Somebody told me once too that, by the way, the Kirkland brand, like for instance, their chicken tenders, their quality standards are higher than Tyson.
That's what I'm telling you.
So like
they want it to be good, and their return policy is like a year. You bought that. We talked about that Keurig thing last week. If you had that And then like after 9 months, you're kind of like, this is dumb. It's not working. Take it back. They'll give you your money.
Well, I had a colleague, and I don't know if I mentioned on the podcast, who returned a fucking hot tub.
That's
5 years old. They dragged it in. They're like, we don't want this anymore. They're like, here's your money back. It was the weirdest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah. I've never done that because anything that I
know,
I mean, pretty much anything that I buy, it's because I want it. But shit.
All right. What's next? Number 12, identity protection. Experian provides Costco members with identity and theft monitoring services to help safeguard personal information. Plans start at as low as $8.99 a month and will give you peace of mind in keeping your personal information safe.
Yeah, I guess it's dumb. Nobody's stealing mine. I need this, though. If I could have this, like, I'd probably have, like, three of them in the house. I'd have one here in the basement.
Yes.
I'd have one in the main level right next to my chair.
I need one.
And Melissa keeps taking my chair, and then I'd have one up in my room, and it's a vending machine.
Yes.
You're looking for your own personal vending machine? Costco sells a couple vending machine models perfect for a game room or a man cave. Stock it with chips, candy, sodas, and other treats. That would be badass. And this one's got a cold section in the bottom for your cans, and then the top section's got your baked Lays and M&Ms, and looks like some Twix and Snickers in there. Famous Amos cookies. Nice. Everybody needs that. And you can set the money. You got the key. So it's not like if you don't have money, you just take the change out and put it right back in there.
I should put all my kids' food in there and make them earn money for their own meals.
That's right. You do their they do their chores, give them a couple quarters, they can go get dinner right out of the machine.
Now you can get dinner. Congratulations.
No questions
asked. You earn sustenance.
Yeah.
Which leads me to number, 14, which is another thing that everybody needs in their house.
If the casket was too expensive, why not your own?
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised. Do they offer the equipment to actually cremate somebody?
I would hope so.
That'd be great. I would
matches.
Hope so. Do it yourself. Cremation kit comes with an urn.
Do you have a box of 50,000 matches? Don't you have one of those? I got a guy out front that wants one of your urns.
Costco sells urns for both people and pets. Urns are available for delivery, including this model made of 100% brass, and it includes a carrying pouch, so you can take your dead, burned loved one with you wherever you want to, wherever you're going.
That's pretty nice. That's
fantastic.
And this one, and these lists kind of have a bunch of different things if you ever look up this stuff. This was on everybody's list. And the last item is a 1 month supply of emergency food for the zombie apocalypse. Be prepared for an emergency with a 1 month supply of food. Costco sells this kit, which has 390 servings and a 20-year shelf life. It'll supply one adult with 2,000 calories a day. So it looks like it's like astronaut food. It's savory corn chowder, and it looks like there's some rice and maybe red bean. It looks like there's mac and cheese. It's a bunch of stuff. It's all freeze dried.
Sounds good.
I don't know if you have to add water to it or not, but it comes in a big old giant bucket that probably had Nutella or mac and cheese at one point.
Probably. It's an old used mac and cheese or Nutella container filled with emergency food. Who doesn't need that?
That's right. Perfect for taking up into space.
All right. Quick segue.
Yeah.
Crazy news.
Oh, well, we can do that. See?
I'll make Mexico pay for that one, too.
Oh, see?
Oh, boy.
Boy,
was
that
a fucking lie, by the way.
Trying to
no,
get
I'm
out
just
of
kidding.
Now.
The Mexicans, I talked to the Mexicans. We said they wouldn't pay for it.
No.
So we're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But it'll be cool.
Yeah, it'll be nice. Well, anybody that wants to participate, they'll get their name etched into it, kind of like the little bricks at Disney World.
He's playing kind of hardball, though. Like,
yeah, everybody.
Let's keep the government shut down just so we can get this guy's fucking wall.
Who cares? That's fine.
I'm gonna build a wall around the White House.
Where's our first story taking us?
No door. I don't know. I didn't pull it up yet. Oh, Florida.
Yeah, of course. A lot of Florida this week.
Should take us to Florida. I mean, naturally. Yep.
Yeah, he's handsome, isn't he?
So this first,
he's a winner.
Yeah, no, this
he so stayed
this,
in school.
This guy right here, he did, and also,
all his moms and dads stay together.
He denied. So this is what happened. It's crazy.
He went to the clinker.
Crazy story. So he was strip searched, and they found needles. Naturally, they found needles in his syringes in his rectum.
Isn't that mine?
No. Shit, I don't know how those got there. But he denied ownership of them. Clearly, the aliens put them there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Florida man denied ownership of three syringes removed from his rectum during a 4:30 a.m. strip search at a county jail, according to criminal complaint. Cops arrested Wesley Scott, 40, early Friday, and an outstanding warrant charged with him.
Charged with him, drug possession with.
Cops arrested Wesley Scott, 40, early Friday on an outstanding warrant charging him with drug possession. While being searched in the field, Scott denied having any illegal items concealed on or in his body.
Of course he did.
But when Scott seen at the
syringes were, Robin.
Scott arrived at the Pinellas County Jail. He was subjected to a strip search.
Yep.
He removed three syringes from his rectum and provided them to a jailer. Scott then claimed that he found the syringes and that they were not his. I don't know how this got up there. Oops. Officer, that wasn't me. This explanation did not stop officials from charging Scott with introducing contraband into a correctional facility, a felony. He is being held on a $5,000 bond. The court filing does not reveal whether Scott named the purported owner of the syringes that had been found in his rectum or whether that individual had been consented to his works being stored in such a facility.
Nice.
His works.
I guess he looks 40.
Signing up for a Costco membership.
Yeah. But we're going to stay in Florida because why not?
That's where everything's going on anyway.
Yep. They're building the wall around Florida. This one is Florida man becomes upset, Rob. And I don't know if you've ever become upset.
Never.
Usually when I get upset.
I'm very much an even-tempered person.
Yeah.
So
I can't accept when I'm not. But usually when I get upset, like if I'm at a store. And maybe I'm trying to buy some Kit Kats or some peanut butter cups. Uh-huh. And last week they were $1.19 and today they're $1.29. I get pissed. And rather than just hand over the extra dime, what I do is I go out to my car and I get a machine gun, Rob.
You sure you want to be talking about this?
An argument over the price of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Escalated after a man brought a loaded rifle into a Florida convenience store.
Oh boy!
Yeah, they arrested 60-year-old Robert Miller. He's not one of the third Bobs. After he became upset over the price of two packs of cigarettes, and the most logical thing would be to do, and he didn't hurt anybody, but you know his right to bear arms. He figured he would just come in and show what a badass he was trying to buy cigarettes. That he didn't like the price of it. Let me show you my machine gun. Maybe they would give him a discount.
Seems
it didn't happen.
No, it didn't work out that way?
No, it didn't work out that way, Robbie.
That's shocking that they just didn't. Yep.
They didn't just discount him his cigarettes, so he ended up going to jail, and I think they found three used syringes in his rectum.
And that was on a $5,000 bond. Would you look at that?
Yep. It was a badass.
Florida.
Yeah.
So this, well, good for him. Yeah, best of luck. Yeah. This next one here.
This one is everywhere.
I remember. I sent it to you. And every time I send you something, you're like, I already saw it. So probably you already had seen it at that point.
This one
takes us to California.
Yeah, the Florida of California.
Talking about, because we have talked about gadgets and things like that. And one of those. One of those gadgets that's really popular are the Ring video doorbells.
Yeah,
because it will detect when somebody's walking up to the door. mm-hmm. and it will start recording whatever they're doing. And this is no exception, because this particular one in California, it recorded a man licking their doorbell for 3 hours. So in Salinas, California, police are trying to track down a man who spent 3 hours licking a doorbell at a California home. I thought I'd seen it all, but this takes the cake. Neighbor Francisco Javier Estrada told CION. Surveillance cameras caught Roberto Daniel Arroyo in the act. The Dungans said they were not home at the time, but their children were inside the house sleeping.
Well, why?
Who was watching the kids?
Oh, we weren't home, but the kids were at home asleep.
Yeah, they're sleeping. They're not going anywhere. Newly installed surveillance system helped them investigate the case. We were pleasantly surprised. The image was so clear, it didn't take us long to identify the individual. Salinas Police Department spokesperson Miguel Cabrera. Wow, man. Not only has he won a triple crown back in his heyday, but also he works for the Salinas Police. The security cameras
triple
also
crown?
Caught,
is that a horse?
Wait, no. Yeah, that's what it's called, right?
Is it?
Triple crown?
Fuck if I know. Triple crown to me is when they win the three races, Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and then whatever the third one is. Churchill Downs, I think it is. Is there a triple crown in baseball? Maybe there is.
Yeah,
Gold Glove, I could see.
No. Triple crown, it's when they have... Hold on. Because I'll tell you. It leads the league in three specific statistical categories in the same season. Batting average, home runs, and runs batter, RBIs. So batting average, home runs, and RBIs. If you lead the league, it's in all three, it's triple crown. Miguel Cabrera has done it. Not that this has anything to do with the fucking story, but anyway.
That's his name.
The security cameras also caught Arroyo moving an extension cord to the front yard and relieving himself.
Oh no.
An extension cord. To the front yard. You kind of laugh about it afterwards because technically he didn't harm anybody. He didn't break anything. Owner Celia Duncan said. Police said Arroyo could face misdemeanor charges of petty theft and prowling. As for the Duggins, they say they came home and made sure to clean out the doorbell.
I bet. Get a new one at that point.
Why did he move an extension cord? 3 hours, though. It's not like he came up and was like, nah, and then like left. He hung around.
And looked right into the camera, too. So they had his picture.
That's amazing. Sorry, as we're talking, I'm joining Costco.
Getting a new doorbell.
I'm doing it.
Well, the next one's going to take us back to Florida. I just feel like... We've got so much to do down there. And this one I thought you would like, and I tossed this one in there, and it's from The Smoking Gun, and it says son arrested for a pizza attack on his father.
I like when websites when you enter the zip code and it automatically populates the city and the state.
Everything else. Yeah, it saves a lot of time. But his son was arrested for a pizza attack on his father. So we've had banana attacks. Yeah. We've had sausage attacks. I mean, last week was a banana assault. So that's different than a banana attack. We've had all these things. And this one involved pizza, which probably is going to upset you. But I'm going to try to get through it quickly so it doesn't upset over wasted pizza.
Well, see, the bananas, you can waste bananas. Like, it's not a big deal.
They've got a case on them. Like your phone, you can drop it. It's not going to hurt it. So you got a banana. It's got a case. You drop it. You pick it up. You can still peel it and eat it. But a piece of pizza, it's the ground. You got to think twice. But a Florida man was arrested last night after allegedly plastering his father's face with pizza. And I don't know that you've read this, but you'll be very surprised at why.
I feel like I shouldn't apply for a Costco membership right now. Let me think about it.
Attack prompted by the accused being mad that his dad helped give birth to him. When police arrived,
he helped. Well, he was there.
Push. That's right.
Breathe.
When police arrived Thursday evening at a residence in Holiday, a Tampa suburb, they encountered Robert Houston, so another Bob, outside the home. Houston, 33, put his hands behind his back and said he knew he was going to jail. Asked why he should be locked up, Houston said he threw pizza at his dad's face, striking him with it due to being mad that his dad helped give birth to him. In an interview, the 60, not at 33, I would hope, but in an interview, the 64-year-old victim told Pasco County Sheriff's deputies that his son had been on the front porch waiting for pizza before the attack. After the food was delivered, the man said Houston shoved pizza in his face as he pinned him to a chair. The cop noted the pizza slice was on the victim's chair and chunks and cheese and sauce were all over the area. The victim's account of the pizza battery was corroborated by two other family members, according to a complaint affidavit. Charged with domestic battery, Houston is being held in the county jail in advance of a court appearance. And they actually have a picture of the complaint. So yeah, he found out that his dad somehow helped give birth to him. He didn't like that, and he hit him with a pizza that just arrived too, so it's probably hot.
Because he helped give birth to him. I mean, listen, I think the article is missing the point here. Who's the who or what is the true victim here? It's
the pizza. Yeah.
It's the pizza.
The pizza did nothing to deserve that.
No, no. What did the pizza do? It was made to make people happy and to help them enjoy a delicious meal, and then it just its life was wasted. It's too bad.
These things happen.
Can I ever come down here and record a podcast without getting a message to switch the fucking laundry before I go back upstairs?
No, it's not possible.
Apparently.
It's not possible.
All right, this next story.
Yeah, next to last. You second mentioned last Costco.
There's a lot of Costco. A lot of
Florida and a lot of Costco. You mentioned about chicken at Costco being even better than anywhere else. So,
yeah, and this is
one to talk about.
And this particular story takes us to Alabama, where officials urge drivers to not eat chicken tenders spilled on highway after crash. Don't eat the chicken tenders off the side of the highway. Chicken fingers went flying on Alabama highway Saturday evening following an 18-wheeler car crash. The sighting prompted a number of hungry drivers and motorists to stop their vehicles and collect the fried snack the next day. Unfortunately, the next day. Unfortunately, the desire to chow down causes a significant amount of traffic, which is illegal. Traffic's illegal. Shortly after the crash, the Cherokee County Emergency Management released a public service announcement warning those traveling on Highway 35 near the DeKalb County line to not stop their vehicles to collect the fucking day-old chicken that was spilled all over the highway.
And run
on
over.
The ground.
On the street.
The ground in the street a day later.
And it's been driven. And what pickup truck or what 18-wheeler, I know there's a paragraph left, but what 18-wheeler drives with cooked fried chicken tenders in it? Spills. They clean up the crash, leave all the chicken, cars drive over it. And these idiots stop in the middle of the highway, pick up the chicken,
welcome and start to Alabama. Eating it. Welcome to Alabama.
There's so many things wrong with this.
Shortly after the crash, the Cherokee County Emergency Management released a the Cherokee County. County Sheriff's Office.
So many things.
Is asking that no one try to stop to get the chicken tenders that were spilled from the 18-wheeler accident last night on Highway 35. You're creating a traffic hazard. It's a crime to impede the flow of traffic, Cherokee County's EMA wrote on their Facebook page.
Those cases have been on the ground for over 24 hours or unsafe to consume. The EMA continued before adding that anyone who was stopped to pick them up could be facing charges. Alabama officials then made the decision to close down the highway to one lane in order to expedite the cleaning process, as if they couldn't have done it at 4 a.m. when this happened, when nobody was on the road. We'll leave it for a day. Alabama. Okay, so they closed down the highway. However, it wasn't until Monday afternoon that the tenders were cleared. I'm sure the flies hadn't gotten to them by then. The scene on Highway 35 has been cleaned up. And the road is now reopened. At this time, it is not clear as to how many people stopped in the middle of the traffic, but in order to find out, we'll check the morgue to collect the tenders and whether or not these people have been identified and charged.
Oh boy.
There's a lot, and I debated. Yeah. I figured if we had any stories that were weird, that chicken tenders wasn't that funny. But then looking through it and realizing how many things absolutely had to go wrong and absolutely did.
Leave it to Alabama.
Leave it to Alabama.
The authorities had some sort of faith that the public wouldn't stop a day later and pick up chicken tenders from the expressway. Boy, were they wrong. They way overestimated the people of Alabama.
Cook chicken tenders that were, I don't know.
No, I don't want you to send me fucking notifications.
You want notifications to put the laundry in the washer before you come up?
Yeah, I got to remember to do that, because God forbid that there's just always laundry. always laundry.
Fucking oh, well.
Laundry. All right. So the next. Wait, no, this is yours, right? This
is
your story. Yeah. Well, we split the last one, so I was confused.
Yeah, right, that's true. All right. Well, the final story.
This was a good one, too.
The final story is...
This is real, too.
This is...
I mean, they're all real. All the ones this week. Sadly, yeah. all the stories this week have been real.
Yeah, World News Daily Report decided to get into fake news this week. So we'll close with Pix11.com.
We don't do fake news.
New York's very own. And the story is about an MMA fighter who beat up a would-be robber.
Wearing my MMA costume.
I see that. What's worse than running into Karate Dojo while trying to abduct someone, which actually did happen as well? A little side note, the chick's walking down the street. Guy tries to grab her. She runs away. He chases her. She runs into a Karate Dojo. He gets his ass beat. But in this case...
I think you're wearing a button-up shirt for the episode tonight. Probably. I feel like every week you're wearing a button-up shirt. I'm wearing a hoodie.
Well, I was going to change. I mean, I figured I'd just be down in a t-shirt, and that wasn't really presentable for this professional attire show.
I just, one of these days, I'm going to come home from work and wear my suit that I wore to work down here. Which would be very fancy.
You could. What's worse than running into a Karate Dojo while trying to abduct someone, trying to rob an MMA fighter, is right up there. So you know what MMA stands for, right?
Mother Mary's
mixed martial arts, Rob.
I know.
Oh, and man. I don't know what this meat is, but hashtag BADFINGIDEL. Bad fucking ideas. How UFC president Dana White framed it, posting on Instagram a picture of a 26-year-old Brazilian mixed martial arts fighter, Pollyanna Viana, next to the bloodied guy who tried to rob her. BuzzFeed reports the incident happened Saturday evening in Rio de Janeiro while Viana was waiting for an Uber. Viana tells MMA Junkie that she waited in front of her apartment. The would-be robber first asked her for the time, then asked her to hand over her cell phone, claiming he had a gun. Viana decided to call his bluff. I threw two punches and a kick. He fell, and I caught him in a rear naked choke. When I sat him down in the same place we were before and said, now we'll wait for the police. Viana's suspicions about the gun were right on. It was actually a cardboard cutout in the shape of a firearm. She subdued the suspect while passers... Excuse me. She subdued the... She subdued the suspect while passersby called cops. A move she said the suspect actually, I don't have any tissues. Actually, seemed
that was really, really incredible. I have to tell you.
Oh man, he said, "Call the police then," because he was scared I was going to beat him up more. The suspect was taken to a medical facility. God damn it. Was taken to a medical facility for treatment for his injuries, then to the local police station where she filed the complaint. BuzzFeed notes, Viana was back to training on Monday with a tweet showing her and MMA manager Alex Davis, who posted the robber union in Rio de Janeiro is asking what the UFC please give a fight to Pollyanna soon. They worried for her safety while she is loose out there with nothing to do. So yeah, that's pretty good. So the guy decided to rob her, and she kicked his ass. His face is,
dude, his face is fucking jacked.
Is buffed up. I'll put that in the show notes for sure.
Good for her. Well, he probably thought, oh, there's a, you know, a pretty girl. She's got she's got nothing on me, and he did not realize that she's actually a UFC featherweight.
Yeah,
and kicked the shit out of him. Because I'll tell you, these UFC fighters like Ronda Rousey and all them, they're badasses.
Yeah, and they're regular size. It's not like you're gonna walk up to somebody that's Hulk Hogan or any of those big like Mike Tyson, where you're gonna think, well, that guy could kick my ass.
Well, exactly.
These ladies, she's fast and quick and got enough power in her. She put a hurting on him for sure.
Well, exactly.
All right. Well, that's episode 90. We're halfway through January already. We just had Christmas.
Did I stop sharing my screen? Do you see me?
I see you. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Well, we're off next week because of the holidays.
What are you talking? That was last month.
I'm just kidding.
We're here next week. We've taken enough. We can't take another week.
Yeah. Well, so we're recording next week.
Right.
And then we're recording the week after.
I think so.
And then one of these weeks I won't be.
We'll give notice this time. We weren't that good this time.
The next two weeks after this week.
Yeah.
We will have an episode.
So 91 and 92.
Yeah. Then we will not have an episode.
We'll skip a week for 93. Yeah. All right, we can do that.
Well, I mean, you don't have a choice because I'm not going to be here.
You can have an episode.
I'm just not going to be around for it. I don't care.
And then today I went to Panda Express.
Does that have a 45 minute long monologue?
I got the brown rice and stuff.
Today on Crazy News.
Pretty good. And, this guy from Michigan.
A man has sex with a cheetah, and they have a cheetah baby. Half man, half cheetah.
And he's sending me a couple pictures of his beers.
More crazy news.
He got his ass kicked while he was in Florida by an MMA fighter. He grabbed the guy's crotch.
Do all the music, the drops too.
Yeah.
A cappella, just really creepy. Our first story takes us to Florida.
To two moms.
Where a man is accused of storing whale penises as his rectum.
All in the two bobs.
Oh, great episode.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, so you are going to have an episode that week. That's good. We figured that out.
I think we just did it.
Yeah, we just did the whole lineup. And that was the episode.
Yep. I'll splice that out and I'll release it on its own.
93, right there. Right there for you. Perfect.
All right. We'll see you next week.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.